Phone Boy Speaks, episode 693, AT&T, no unlocking for you. So I'm sitting in Cape Town, South Africa with a locked iPhone 5S on AT&T. And AT&T will not unlock my device because I still have another year on my contract. And yes, I did get it subsidized, and because the plan that I'm on is actually through my work, that's how I, you know, AT&T, I don't think you can even get subsidized devices anymore. Well, you can, but what they do is they charge you more money on your plan so that you know they recover the subsidy, and they actually charge you less money if you go with the AT&T, you know, next device financing plan, which is so they're actually, you know, nowadays they're actually selling phones without they're selling phones, and they're basically making you buy the phone, right? And whether you do it with a contract subsidy or you finance it, you're still basically paying for the, you know, you're paying the full price for the phone, and they're making it very clear that that's what's happening. So, and even so, right, there's an early termination fee if you get a subsidized device that's existed for a while. So there's just simply no rationale that AT&T has for making you wait the entire length of your contract before you can unlock it, or paying an early termination fee, which is ridiculous. That makes no sense, because even for a customer that's not going to move, right? I mean, there's the very legitimate reason to unlock your device is because of international travel, and when you're traveling internationally, you don't want to use the AT&T SIM, and that's just, you know, I mean, I can't, you know, my corporate plan doesn't even let me roam, right? If I'm out of the country, my phone says no service, even though there's plenty of GSM service around, just because they've made the decision not to allow roaming. And so I have to put my phone in a separate phone, and I've the last few international trips I've used the Nokia Lumia 520, but it has a battery that's a little bit sketchy right now. It seems to get disconnected kind of on a random basis, and so I've switched to an older Nokia phone, the E7, which is, yeah, it's a Symbian phone, but I mean, basically, I use it as a hotspot, and I use it to make and receive phone calls, and it does fine. But, you know, with that, and Joyku Spot is fine, and hey, I can even get on Twitter with Gravity. So I'd much rather use my iPhone for all of this, but you know, because AT&T is such a lovely company to work with as far as unlocking your phone. I mean, pretty much all of all of their competitors offer the ability to, you know, to call them up and say, hey, I need my phone unlocked, I'm going on an international trip, and they'll do it for you. Only AT&T of the major carriers seems to not allow you to do this, and you know, it's and why? Because again, AT&T is making you pay the full price for the phone, and they have an early termination fee even if you get it subsidized. So it just makes the policy just makes no sense. And of course, there was an article somewhere that I'll link in the show notes where somebody basically made the decision to say, screw you, AT&T. I'm going to pay the early termination fee, I'm going taking my money somewhere else. I don't know that many people are going to do that necessarily, but it is the pain is real, as it were, or the struggle is real. But maybe better if you can afford it to get an unlocked phone from the get-go, and then you won't have to deal with any of this stuff. But you know, come on, AT&T, change your policies. This is ridiculous. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.